Read the Room, UK Government to Scatter Migrants in Accommodations Across Country. By Kurt Zindelka on August 6, 2024. The month-old leftist Labour government in Britain is reportedly set to scatter migrants throughout communities across the UK. Despite the ongoing nationwide revolt against the mass migration policies of Westminster elites. Sir Keir Starmer, just a month in office as Prime Minister, potentially risks further inflaming tensions as riots and protests broke out over the past week in response to the slaying of three young girls by a reported second-generation Rwandan migrant teenager. According to a report from the Times of London, Starmer's government is looking to massively increase the government's acquisition of dispersed accommodation for migrants, such as empty homes or former student blocks throughout the country. The reported plan to scatter migrants in communities across Britain, first developed by Starmer's globalist predecessor Rishi Sunak to cut down on the use of hotels as migrant accommodations, a scheme that has been costing the British taxpayer around £8 million per day. While the former Conservative government had planned to move some migrants from their hotels to military bases, such plans have been scrapped due to pressure from mass migration advocates, who claim that it would be inhumane to force migrants to stay in accommodations previously used to house British military personnel. Similarly, the use of the Bibby Stockholm barge to house migrants was shut down by the Labour government. Commenting on the new scheme to send migrants throughout the country, a source told The Times, "It's all about having a more equitable dispersal of asylum seekers. Otherwise, you have these areas that have concentrated numbers, and that is what we got in areas with hotels and large sites. That creates a whole host of challenges, meaning services in those areas are then stretched and those asylum seekers can't get the basic or crucial support they need." However, others were critical of the idea, including Reform UK MP Richard Tice, who remarked on X, "Labour putting illegal migrants ahead of British citizens in housing queue under Operation Scatter. Labour don't care about British working class." Although the new Labour government ascended to power last month amid widespread dissatisfaction with the failures of successive Conservative governments to deal with immigration, both legal and illegal, Starmer used one of his first acts as Prime Minister to scrap the scheme to send boat migrants to Rwandan asylum centres rather than putting them up in hotels in Britain. This was followed by an announcement from the government that it would seek to fast-track asylum applications for those slated for removal to Rwanda, which included upwards of 90,000 illegal boat migrants. The news was hailed by migrants living in camps in the French coastal area of Calais, one of whom told the press, "I like Labour government. I will cross at first chance. They give me hope." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Xindelka@Breitbart.com.